This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay. It's happening Friday, September 27th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, and we have tickets all week. You want to go check out Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay? Call now, 800-400-3697. Hooman's out for a few days with his bad back, his poor little tweaky back, and Nicholas will be getting your call. Nicholas, who brought in a pie for Pie
Day. Yes, he did.
Grandma's pie with his grandma. Anytime a grandma puts her hands on something.
I think it's because his brother's birthday is today or something.
Your brother's birthday. Wait, hold on. What's your brother's name?
Yes, it's my younger brother, Jaden.
Jaden.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
How fun to be born on Pi Day. Does he have a birthday pie every year?
I think, yeah.
Oh. He does?
Yeah.
Sorry, I stepped on you. You want to say anything to Jaden there?
Oh, you want to say a little?
Hi, birthday, brother. I told you I'd say it on air.
Oh my God.
That's okay. Adorable. Okay, turn his mic off.
Sweet. I know, you're done. He has a contest to answer for.
So a lot of places are doing Pi Day specials. This has definitely become more of a thing. Mm-hmm. So in case you don't know, 3.14 is the general pi number that you'd see, but it's an infinite number, and that's what's special about it. Now imagine that never ending. Imagine that just going on. Keep that going. Like, no one can even say whether, I mean, I suppose mathematicians can could go, yes, that's correct.
I only did the first, like, 60 or something like that.
Yeah. There's no end to pi. There is no end. And that's a good thing because pi is delicious. So there are deals. Do we have any Hungry Howies around here?
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. 7-Elevens.
Yes.
At participating 7-Elevens. I did not realize that you could get 7-Eleven pizza delivered. But apparently in some places you can. If you order a whole pizza versus I guess they have an app called 7Now. Order a whole pizza, it's $3.14. There are delivery charges.
What, $8? $7.99?
I don't know, but your first three deliveries when you start the account are free, so 7-Eleven has that going on. Let's see here.
That's where they get you, all those charges.
Pizzeria Uno, you know, this does not, frankly, this does not look like a pie thing. I'm skipping. Mountain Mike's. $5 off any mountain-sized pizza or $3 off any large pizza. Mm. You need a code for those, and that's just today. White Castle, not pizza, but it is a meal. It's just for today. You grab a coupon through the chain's email list or social media, get a breakfast slider combo with a hash brown and small coffee for $3.14.
Those guys are only East Coast, though, right?
White Castle?
They're not here.
They're Southern California.
Yeah.
And maybe some inland areas.
They are?
Areas.
They weren't on the East Coast, but I never had them until I moved to St. Louis.
I've never had them at all, but I know
they're not worth having. Not good.
People say they're
great. No, horrible. Absolutely horrible. Tastes like garbage, honestly.
This is hyped up through Harold and Kumar, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know where that was set, but the only place I've ever seen one was in St. Louis. I had never, they weren't where I grew up. So there's a White Castle deal. California Pizza Kitchen. Get a slice of key lime pie for $3.14. And that is just today.
You know what I still like from them?
What?
They got a garlic chicken pizza that just crushes.
We had a California Pizza Kitchen right near us. We used to go to all the time, bring the kids. It's gone. Closed up.
Is that right?
Something else now.
Weird.
Such a bummer. Huh. Used to just be an easy place. You know, pick up a couple salads for me and John, and the kids could have a pizza, and everyone was happy. Whole Foods. Stop into Amazon Groceries, and you'll get $3.14 off a whole large bakery pie while supplies last. There's a whole bunch of them listed, so you can find this. Actually, we should probably put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I just didn't know. They're all chains, and I didn't know if we have any of them locally, or I didn't recognize a lot of the names. But it's pie day, you guys. Try and have a piece of pie today.
I'm going to skip. But
no pie?
Check.
How about some pizza
I
pie?
Had like 3 cookies yesterday. I just got to
oh, what kind of cookies?
Down. Chocolate
cookies.
Chip. Yeah.
What kind?
Yeah,
what
chocolate chip.
What kind, though? Like Chips Ahoy?
No, they were from Whole Foods.
Oh. Oh, I'm sure they were good.
They were good, but then I was like, God, where do I get off?
Why do you have to?
Because I knew I wasn't going to have time to run yesterday.
Oh.
I just knew it.
And well, you're going to work out
right.
Today. You're going to surf. That's
yes.
A hard work.
You're right.
Hard workout. As expected, Lori Loughlin returned to the U.S. yesterday and surrendered to authorities. This is the Operation Varsity Blues.
Right. Oh, that's so funny.
The whole college scandal. She was released on $1 million bond, just like her husband.
Dang.
Unlike Felicity Huffman, she gets to keep her passport because she's working in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay.
All her TV movies.
You can go to Canada.
She's apparently very quietly enjoying a super successful TV career
mm-hmm.
that's just about to go zero on her.
Eh, she's got $85 million bucks through her husband. Lucky.
Worst day ever.
I'm sure she liked working, though, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Clearly she did. She even had, she has a series called Garage Sale. Or maybe she did and it's gone now. We actually, Bryn has been looking up, there's so many things that these people said, you know, just in the last few years that now, in light of all of this, it's funny to hear. So we'll hear some of those. Don't worry. While Lori was busy being charged with breaking the law to get her daughters into USC, one of those daughters was on a yacht belonging to the chairman of USC's board of directors.
Mm.
That's not a bad look. I guess that, let's see, Olivia Jade, she's the one who has
the
vlog and everything.
With she, all
and
the
who
followers
is, looks
and...
exactly like her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly like her. She spent the night on a yacht. The yacht that belongs to the chairman of the USC's board of trustees. She is off the boat now. 19-year-old Olivia was on Rick Caruso's yacht in the Bahamas. Caruso's daughter, Gianna, Olivia, and several other friends were spending spring break in the area. Fun.
Spring breaking on a yacht.
In the Bahamas.
With the guy from USC.
I don't know if he was on the yacht. It might just be that the daughter has access to the yacht.
And the staff that must...
Oh, I'm sure there's a full-time staff
right.
for the
wow.
yacht. I would
wow.
really like more details on this yacht. Gianna, the daughter of this guy, and Olivia have been friends for quite some time, occasionally posting photos of them together on social media. Caruso, Rick Caruso, the owner of the yacht, is a billionaire who has major real estate holdings in, including the Grove in L.A. Isn't that... Didn't
that's
Hooman
a mall.
Say he... Oh, it's a whole
yeah,
mall.
Yeah, that's a whole... Is it more strip mall area? Like it's oh. open, right?
Yeah, it's not, but like... it's the one that all of the it's in. I think Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of the Grove.
Yeah, yeah. The Grove is a big one.
He tells TMZ, "My daughter and a group of students left for spring break prior to the government's announcement yesterday. Once we became aware of the investigation, the young woman decided it would be in her best interest to return home. So now she's off the. I'm trying to do Thurston Howell, but." I can't really get him.
So the boat returned, or they just had a helicopter pick her up?
Well, we had a helicopter come and pick her up. He was elected chairman of USC's Board of Trustees last year. The board will not decide the fate of Olivia, according to this, and other students that are involved in the case. That decision is the university's president's responsibility. Caruso, the billionaire, came out strong Tuesday, in the wake of the indictment, saying the charges filed today against employees of USC are disturbing and alleged activity is absolutely wrong. I'm saddened that these people would abuse their positions of trust and, as the government has alleged, victimize USC in the process. Process! There is no option other than zero tolerance for this type of behavior. As a result, USC has fired the alleged wrongdoers. And then there's one of them on his yacht. Fun. According to the daughter, Olivia, because now we're going to get into some of the old-timey things they said. She is talking about her dad. She says he didn't come from a lot. So this is fun because this is, you know, this guy is the, you know, kid who started up a volleyball
right
clothing line.
He made volleyball shorts.
He
in Newport Beach.
He didn't come from a lot. So it's cool to see that he built it all himself. He has a really crazy story. In college, he like built his whole entire brand, and he wasn't actually like ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry dad, but he wasn't ever like enrolled in college. But he like faked his way through it. And then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought was going to the college. That's like such a different time. It's a cool story. He started Massimo then and then sold it to Target when he was, I think, like early, mid-20s. He was a baller. He used to ride around in like a limo that said the Moss Lounge with all his best guy friends, like such idiots. And then she went on to say this. The clip that you highlighted for
I'm
me.
I'm sorry. Oh, that one right there. Because I'm
listening. Oh, I'm sorry. This is actually, I'm going to switch voices here. This is Lori Loughlin talking about how she sort of gave, she said, I never pushed my kids.
Right.
Plus, we were like super rich. So we figured, you know, even if they didn't do that well in school, we could probably get them into like a top college. So we were like, don't worry about it. Just don't stress about it.
Yeah. We'll just lay all our money on the ground and you'll land softly.
Yeah, it's a soft
so
cushion.
Softly. Yeah. You just softly land.
Go ahead, jump.
And be fine.
Oh, my goodness. You'll be just fine.
And then we'll reach out our hand and help you off the pile.
Oh,
and then we'll laugh
God.
And laugh. Laugh.
We won't even
laugh.
Bother to gather it up. We just have so much. That'll just be, we'll let the wind take it. We'll let the wind take it away.
Sick.
I love it. I
me
love
too.
That they're
just
caught.
The exposing,
it's a fun story.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin on Full House. Mm-hmm. There was
Aunt Becky.
We actually, we're talking about this a little bit yesterday, and Bryn did some digging, and he found the episode where she's mad at Uncle Jesse for lying to get their kids into an elite school.
As toddlers? Or
yeah, I guess, into like some preschool.
Into kindergarten, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Cha-ching.
Yeah. Okay.
The only truthful thing going on here is the daughter's right. The dad is a badass. He did come up from nothing. A lot of people who started it used to be called action sports, sort of the outdoor sporting industry like surfing and skateboarding. Mm-hmm. Most of those clothing companies went huge and then went under because they didn't
sell.
And he sold. And people, you know, there's that sellout thing that people worry about, but he sold out.
Yeah.
And he's super rich and he's okay.
Yeah. Now he cites. He's like, you know what I did? The right thing.
And I could name like 10
right time,
brands
yeah.
that just came right. up and went poof because uh-huh. they just couldn't sustain it.
It's like the beer thing we were talking about last break, you know? Just when someone offers you kajillions of dollars for your company, take it.
Or in his
case, you
can
start another one maybe.
I think he just pursued putting it in a Target where Target went, oh, we're going to have a real name brand
right.
to put in our stores.
A designer.
Right. And so everyone won.
Yes.
Except the credibility of the company
and
went away.
And it's still around.
Or the brand, I should say, went away.
Yeah.
It's no longer beachwear. It's the stuff you get at Target.
Mm-hmm. What is this guy's name?
Rick Singer.
I guess this is a couple years before he started up his The Key Worldwide Foundation, where you can make a donation and I will figure out a way to get your kid into whatever school you want to. It was so funny. I was watching one of the late night shows. I think it was Colbert. He puts up a picture and he's like, you know, the head of the college scam charitable foundation. And Supercut's cautionary tale.
You know what? I've been waiting for one of you guys to bring that up, but that is one ugly.
It's not a good cut.
Mofo.
Yeah.
Aww. Like all around, he is a dog.
Well, he tried to get his own reality show on college admissions. He was actually, he did some kind of a video audition for this, and here's a little taste of that. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
He sounds legit.
These kids whose parents have jets, that made you feel great that they're empowered to be successful.
Now they're empowered. Now they did it on their own, Vinny.
You know, I it's just that feeling when rich people rub it in your face where you just feel like, oh, you.
Yeah.
It's so ugly.
Try to be more beautiful, rich people. Try to be cooler. Doesn't matter. We'll always be jealous of you, but, you know, we'll have, like, begrudging respect if you just don't do crap like this. Yeah, that's the payoff for you, all right. That's the payoff. William H. Macy. Now, look, this is from Radar Online, and so who knows who their sources are. They're saying that Felicity Huffman has basically destroyed their family. So this is Radar. He did not want any part of this, according to them.
But
according
did he
to
know?
Sources. He knew that she was determined to make this happen. But he is basically saying, you know, through these sources, they're saying that he said, I am not into this. I guess he was on one call. He says he didn't know the details. He knew she was trying to do something. He wasn't fully aware of what she was planning. He was on a call when she and some cooperating witness now, because I guess this witness is saying, yeah, he was on the call, but he was dubious. He had a lot of questions about what was going to happen. So I guess this guy, the guy we just heard, Rick Singer, he controlled at least one test-taking center where he could bend the rules.
I was just reading an article about the guy who was taking these tests for people, and apparently he's so smart. At will, he can ace the SATs, but he also is smart enough to be able to get the correct amount wrong.
Right.
In order for
it to seem.
So he knows where he, I better throw this one. I better throw this one.
Right.
But he's just doing it at will.
This one's really hard. I mean, I know the answer, but I'm just guessing that, you know, Brittany doesn't
and
know
And what
it.
Percentage to get wrong to keep right. the person in the right. That's crazy.
Someone texted either yesterday or the day before that they were taking tests for people, and that's how they bought, I don't know if you remember this, Vinny, and that's how they bought their first home.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, we got that text. Something I read like that, it on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy's an 04 graduate of Harvard. Where's his name? Mark Riddell. He's accused of being the test taker in the explosive cheating scandal. So he was just rolling in.
Taking the test.
And throwing down for these people, on behalf of these people.
My name's Brittany Richkid. I'm here to take the test.
Do you remember in Spider-Man, there's a scene where he, Miles, the guy, he tries to get everything wrong. He gets a 0 out of 100. Yeah. And teacher goes, you know, mathematically speaking, if you were just dumb and you did it with your blindfolded, you'd probably get about 50%, right? So it shows that he knew all the right answers, and the only way you can get them all wrong is to know all the
He's trying answers. To get thrown out of the school he doesn't want to go to. So the teacher goes, you know all these answers. A. And he's like, ah!
Oh, man.
It's fun. That's a fun movie.
I got to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Saturday Night Live has announced the next few weeks of hosts and musical guests. Actually, I'm very excited for Kit Harington. He's going to host on Saturday, April 6th. That is Jon Snow.
Oh.
Winter's Coolman. This will be his first time. And Sarah Bareilles is going to be his musical guest. And this is also her first time.
I love her.
I know, me too. And this is the week before the Game of Thrones premiere for their final season. It looks like Sandra Oh is going to host on March 30th with Tame Impala. And
Tame Impala is pretty good.
Yeah, you like them.
He's that. It's really just one dude who has a touring band. I can't think of his name, but he's the guy who owned a home in Malibu. And one of his posts was, I left there with my one guitar and whatever else.
And I'm hoping to come back.
All his gear burned.
Oh, it did all burn.
He's one of those dudes who had a full-blown collection.
Probably a studio set up there, too.
And, like, was, you know, still has to this. Now he is a Rickenbacker, like the one.
Kevin Parker.
Kevin Parker's the guy.
Emma Stone is going to host for the fourth time on Saturday, April 13th. And BTS is the musical guest. And they are actually in the news today for the reasons. That is the Korean boy band.
Oh, K-pop?
Is
that what they call it?
K-pop stars, yeah. So police are saying, they said this today, about 10 people were members of this chat group that shared sexually explicit videos of women filmed without their knowledge or consent. And several high-profile K-pop stars have been named in this. I'm trying to find a name for these people to see if...
What are these videos of, though? Is it of the boys in the band sleeping with these girls? Or is it, like, in a locker room somewhere?
It doesn't really... It is not... I'm not seeing... There's no descriptions of exactly what they're doing. Hold on a second. All right. And I'm also not seeing the name BTS in here. I'm seeing that there's a bunch of K-pop, different dudes from different bands, and they're not, you know, I guess they're assuming that I'm going to know because these K-pop bands are so big that I'll know which band these people are in, but I don't. Sorry about that. There's also a TV personality, some rock band member, and it looks like it's, they're just saying here, sexually explicit videos of women that were filmed without their knowledge or consent. So I don't know if that means somebody set up a secret camera while they were boning someone and then they're sharing it amongst this group of 10. But they're in trouble. Hmm. The people who are on the chat. I don't know if any BTS guys, I'm just going to assume they're the only K-pop band I can name. So so there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
That hardly equals the stuff the guys were up to in Motley Crue, though, huh?
Oh, my God. They're lucky there was no social media at that time.
I'm really curious to see how this movie, The Dirt, it's coming out any minute.
Right.
I think it's Netflix.
That sounds right.
But it's anyway, whatever. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff coming up, including The Inventor, that TV show that's coming on HBO.
Okay.
I have that also. Who's throwing in their hat to run for president? Mm. And a bunch of other nonsense after
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's an email, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I was listening to a February podcast where Vinny was talking about mom throwing away Isla's art in the recycling. When my kids were little, we had an art wall. I'd hang their art up that they brought home, and then at the end of the month, I'd take a picture of the wall, then recycle it all and start fresh the next month. The kids didn't mind me throwing it all away, and I could keep a digital memory instead of boxes full of stuff.
Dude, that happened so... Just last week, we were doing the trash. My daughter likes to do chores with me. Mm-hmm. She's always like, I'm going to follow you. Well, then you're going to help me.
Right. I don't need
we're
a shadow.
We're doing the trash, and she's like, looks in the... Hey, that's my LOL doll. Hey, that's the shoe to my... Hey, that mom's throwing away my... Look, these are things that can't be on the floor anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry,
gotta
kid.
Got to keep your stuff clean.
We got another little one rolling around who's going to put that in their mouth and choke on it. Can't happen.
Right.
But
well,
man,
she'll learn from that.
Will
so what'd she say?
Maybe. Well, she picked them both up and walked back to...
Just threw them on the floor and walked back
yeah,
out.
Yeah, meanwhile, exactly. I'm back to doing the trash by myself.
The kids never minded me throwing it away. I could keep a digital memory instead of boxes full of stuff. I tried to keep at least one special piece of art per year so each kid has one big memorabilia box that they get when they move out.
Aww.
Which is any second now. They're 18 and 19.
Good for them. Good for you.
My God, our kids are exactly the same age. Love, Ben and Sophie's mom. It's
all
very
right.
Cute. So you can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She picks music here on Alice. That's
she does.
Part of her gig.
You hear the music,
she has
you know
an
Jane
office
picked
over
it.
There. She picks the music, and then she preps and comes in here and delivers the best afternoon radio show of all times. Please enjoy her on this same dial position in a few hours.
Sure. She'll be in later.
Right. Here's what's happening. Former congressman and sort of hip guy, popular guy to vote for, Beto O'Rourke, has decided to run for president. He's 46. People consider him a Kennedy-esque good looker.
Mm.
Easygoing charisma and bipartisan optimism and think he could be the next one.
Well, maybe. He couldn't beat Ted Cruz, though.
Right.
So.
That's the thing. He didn't win his Senate run. So he was a former congressman. He just ran for a Senate seat there in Texas, where he's from, and lost. So.
Well, good luck to him. There's
what's
a thousand
next?
Other people.
The run for president.
Yes, go for it.
Good
go
luck, Beto. Oh, I wanted to mention this because it's a local story. And when I first saw the ad, I was like, what's going on? The Inventor.
Oh, yeah.
Out for blood in Silicon Valley. Yeah, right. Well, when I saw the ad, I thought, what is going on? The mob?
So what the hell is going on?
Well, it's about that lady who was doing some kind of blood testing thing and raised all this money,
right.
And it turned out to be a scam. Elizabeth Holmes is currently up on charge. Maybe it was a scam. I don't know. Allegedly.
Right.
I don't want no trouble. But she's up she's up on charges. But that the inventor, I guess it's what would you call that? A documentary on her?
I guess.
It airs on Monday on HBO. Yeah.
Is it a documentary style or is it like a scripted
reenactment? It's under HBO documentary.
Oh,
films.
There you go.
But it's here. You will see stuff from the Bay Area that you're all, hey, I eat there all the time. What? This lady's in big trouble. And that's what the show's about.
Yeah.
Her.
Is
and all
she
the money
in jail
she,
right now, or what's
I don't,
her deal
I doubt
right
it.
Now?
I doubt very seriously she's in jail at the moment. I'm sure she's put up a bunch of dough and is. Yeah.
And what was her deal? She took a drop of your blood.
Blood
and
testing.
Right.
Apparently,
damn.
Right now, if you were getting blood testing done, they would take a ton of it from you.
Right.
And she was saying you only need a drop.
Right.
And she apparently had convinced a bunch of people to give her money.
That she'd invented some technology that was going to revolutionize the world of phlebotomy forever. Funny.
And it
I mean, not funny. Bad. Bad girl.
Elizabeth.
Not true, apparently. Mm.
But she raised a ton of money and then what? She decided to...
And then none of it was based on fact. She couldn't deliver.
Yeah. Scam.
She should have left the country. Dummy.
Well.
Yeah. Raise your $1 billion. Get out of here. Come on, everybody knows that. You stick around, wait for the hammer to fall. Come on.
A Tennessee judge was in no mood for nonsense Tuesday.
Oh, judges. No sense of humor.
You know, what are we on Thursday? So earlier this week, at a hearing for a defendant accused of dipping his man bag in salsa.
Oh, this guy. Oh, I love this guy.
To get back at a customer that ordered
what
from
do we call it, balsa?
Yeah, we call balsa. It balsa.
Balsa. Yeah.
Salsa, balsa, salsac.
Yeah.
Salsac, balsa? Salsac, balsa.
Whatever we call it.
It sounds delicious.
The judge said, what are you laughing about, Mr. Webb?
Mm. Oh, he was laughing in
what,
court?
I mean, righty.
I did that. I'm so funny. I put my balsa.
I made balsa. There's nothing
you
about this
some?
Situation I find cute or funny. It's abhorrent.
What?
The defendant was arrested last month and initially charged with felony adulteration of foods, liquids, or pharmaceuticals.
Felony what?
Adulteration. Oh. Sorry. A female delivery driver that Webb had tagged along with on this delivery. Apparently, she'd known in advance that she was only getting an 89-cent tip for the almost 30-minute drive to deliver the
Outrageous.
Food.
Outrageous.
And so this guy thought, you know what we should do?
This will make you feel better.
So he did it on behalf or in defense of his lady driver. Unfortunately, she thought, you know what we should do? Let's video you and put you up on Facebook.
Hilarious.
Right.
Right. That's what we should do.
Anyway, so the video made it onto Facebook. The driver has since been fired, and this guy was charged. It looks like he got sentenced to 6 months of supervised probation.
Oh.
He's been ordered to attend daily alcohol counseling sessions for 3 months. And again, the driver, while fired, is not in trouble. That's the end of the balsa
saga.
Salsac saga.
Right.
Nice. Balsa Salsac. That is a great band name. You can have it.
Why don't you use it? You have a show coming up here any minute.
I'm not naming it Balsa Salsac.
Why not?
No, maybe just for that one show. I don't know. I think we're going to do something Johnny Mosley related, I guess.
All right.
I'll say something.
Is he in the band?
He's going to do at least one song.
All right.
The thing about Johnny, too, is once you give him a mic, there's no getting the mic back. So we'll either save his song for the last song or we'll just give up and let him sing all the songs, which I'm
totally
fine with.
Save it for the last. No. Save it for the last.
All right, Yuzi. Are you going to come up and sing an Eagles song?
Well, I don't know about that. I might just come up and dance.
Oh, wow.
I would love that.
Here's a good reason to spit.
Oh.
Ancestry.
I can think of lots of reasons.
A woman suffers a severe allergic reaction to her partner.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's... Oh, oh.
This story out of Spain.
It's so funny. That's the first thing I thought of.
She suffered a life-threatening allergic reaction. At first, the doctors thought she was allergic to her partner.
Oh.
But it turns out she's allergic to penicillin, and he'd taken some just prior to their hookup.
So that's nice. He had some kind of infection, and now she's accepting his product.
The unidentified woman began to vomit after their romantic...
So she fully ingested. She didn't spit.
She struggled to breathe. No, that's what I'm saying. Here's a reason to spit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's so many reasons. And that I'll just be like, look, I'm allergic to penicillin. I don't know when the last
you may have taken it.
Is.
Right. She struggled to breathe and began breaking out in hives.
Oh, my. The poor girl.
Yeah.
Thank God they figured it out.
The patient went to the hospital. They were saying they feared anaphylactic shock. It's unclear how long after the encounter the woman sought help for allergic reaction, but...
Well, you got to clean up. You know.
They initially thought she was allergic to him. Then later it was found he had an ear infection and had taken penicillin, and she's deathly allergic to penicillin.
And that
the
was
transfer was completed at the end of their romantic...
Interlude.
Uh-huh. And so...
He was done anyway.
Doctors have warned the 31-year-old woman now to be a lot more careful and possibly use condoms when with other people who aren't... Who don't know you might be allergic to something
right.
You're taking.
I didn't realize that it would get past, so in such pure form, that's crazy.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does. I'm surprised it's the first we've ever heard of that.
What?
I think that's surprising.
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh, you are? My brother's allergic to it, too.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's one thing
it's very common, actually.
On my health records.
That's why I'm saying I'm surprised it's the first we've ever heard of it.
And there's never been an incident.
I think there was, and that's how they realized that I was allergic to it. I think I had hives.
And did you get them from the same thing that this lady got them from?
From another guy?
No. It was from my first surgery, I think, that I ever had.
Right, some infection or whatever.
Something.
Or to prevent that.
Yeah.
Did you need further details?
I did.
You didn't understand what I was...
Well, I got to say...
I know everything was vague.
What was I doing behind
you?
He needed to look up the story. We were vague for a reason.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I saw one. I was like, I'm not going to ask anything. I'm just going to grab a story.
I feel like people were following along,
I wanted to see in which...
And the kids are just,
Huh?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Yeah. Never mind, child.
A new high-tech breastfeeding device for dad syncs with your phone.
Oh. Breastfeeding for dads?
It debuted at South by Southwest. It's kind of like if a robot had boobs, except there's only one nipple and the other boob is just a tank for the milk. It's called Father's Nursing Assistant. You strap it to your chest. They say it has no resemblance to the real thing, but apparently it feels similar to the baby.
Mm.
And
so you can nurse. This is so you can nurse your own baby. You have an interest in that? Have you ever felt jealous that you couldn't? Or
not for one
no,
second.
Nothing.
None. Zero.
Yeah. John said he was like, that looks nice.
It looks nice.
Yeah, he would like, that looks like, a nice thing. And it is. I used to love nursing.
I mean, right now we can't get the kid to take a bottle. So there's no doubt that, if more people could deliver the necessary food, it would be a lot easier. Life would be easier.
On mama.
Oh, here's a guy showing it.
Let's have a look
at that. Definitely doesn't look as nearly as beautiful.
Oh, but they do look like breasts. That's interesting. So it's a larger contraption than I had thought. I guess maybe this side's the reservoir or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is like a weird robotic-looking set of boobs, like in a one-shoulder bra. I mean, it's hard to describe. I'll hold it up for the camera. Is our camera back online? Does anyone know?
The camera's on, just not the audio.
Well, you can go look and, you know, the picture's not saying anything. So I guess you can look at that.
The idea is to take pressure off moms and give dads a new way to bond with their babies.
Well, what do you think then?
Anything you want to do with your kids is good.
No,
by
what
me.
Do you? What, would you do that? Wouldn't that be fun? You could take the pressure off of Dusty and do some of the nursing.
I don't know. I mean, if we were, I think now at this point we're right at the end of the nursing.
Not if you're not taking a bottle, you're not.
But you know, sure, I'll do it. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't I? Right.
I bet you'd like it. It's nice.
I mean, we're all stuck in the house anyway.
Right.
What's the diff?
Sure. Put the baby in my lap.
Anything that stops the crying, right. I'm down for.
That is the goal.
Right. Oh, boy, I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Good morning. On our way to San Jose Airport, going to Portland, Oregon. Wedding in Portland. Hooray. Hey, you should check the flights.
Yeah, you should.
Trump grounded the 737 MAX 8, which all other countries had done. For
and
some reason,
nine, which who knows how many of those there are.
For some reason, the FAA here hadn't done that, and so he has. And it weirdly...
Well, people are saying that he's got a Boeing exec high up in his friendship list and that the lobby is strong. And that could be some of the reasons that it took them so damn long.
Oh, the FAA?
No.
Him.
Apparently, one of Trump's close friends is someone high up in the Boeing administration or whatever. And that, you know, listen, Boeing has spent millions of dollars lobbying. Like, they're, you know, they didn't want this shut down.
Right. I don't know. I don't know anything
I don't
about
know
that.
Either. I don't know what took them so long. You would think public safety would be like, oh, we need to err on the side of caution.
Nah, money.
Yeah. Money. I'm with you. It's probably more likely.
LMAO, I forgot all about that Full House episode, says 510.
I've
never
so
even
funny.
Seen Full House.
Never once?
No.
My kids used to watch that.
Yeah, it's cute.
It missed us. You know, that's the thing. It's like, we were too old for it, and it was over by the time my kids were born, but they used to watch it in reruns. They liked it.
87 or 95, so.
Oh yeah. That's
for 87? I was in high school. I was at keg parties. Come on.
I was out of high school by then. I think 87, well, 86 was really my big year.
86? Well, oh, that's your year? The year you were
the
out?
Year of, the year I was touring with a band. And, you know.
415 says, just wait for the apology tour to start. I only wanted the best for my kids.
Right.
And then the fake tears start. She is an actor. And then we'll all forgive her. Nothing changes.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
Well, no, nothing will change, but these people are caught. I think it's interesting. The weirdest part is that they were caught by accident.
They weren't even looking
into
this.
The feds weren't even looking into them. They just happened upon this storyline, dug a little deeper, and it turns out...
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. That is right around the corner. Also, Willie McCovey, I got a story about him.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, what do you got there?
What?
What are you saying? Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. Other things will also be happening in the Celebrity Trash. Please stand by.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.